Early in my life, I was exposed to an excellent example of Stoic leadership, but I was too young to recognize it. Let me explain. My name is John, and you're listening to the Tech Leader Pro podcast. It is week 13 of 2025, Sunday the 30th of March. I have many regrets in my life. One regret I have is not discovering Stoic philosophy earlier. If there's one thing that has improved my mental well-being as a leader, it is discovering Stoicism. While I was too young to understand it at the time, I was exposed to an excellent example of Stoic leadership when I was a 19-year-old trainee in the army. Let me tell you the story of Prendergast via a read of a blog entry I wrote back in 2020. Let's begin. Prendergast. When I was young, I thought I wanted to be a soldier. At the age of 19, I got that opportunity, but realized after a few short weeks that joining the army was a big mistake for me. I was a real hothead back then, and resented being told what to do during every waking moment. So I paid the penalty fee that allowed me to effectively buy my way out of the army and be released back to the civilian world, in order to figure out what to do next for the rest of my life. All armies live and die by process and procedure. And part of that was I needed to do a kind of exit interview with the base commander, who was named Prendergast. The entire interview went like so, as I remember it. Me, marching into his office, then saluting. Prendergast, do you think you were treated fairly during your time in the army? Me, yes sir. Prendergast, okay, dismissed. And that was it. My brief army career was now over. But now, after more than 20 years have passed, I still think about Prendergast. I think about the amount of cocky young hotheads like me who are marched into his office every other day, who thought they had it all figured out. I think about his stoic indifference to me, just within a name and file he needed to close as cleanly as possible, and how he would have much preferred to be doing something, anything, different at that moment. I think about his professionalism and his courtesy for me in accepting my decision. He did not try to coerce me into staying, unlike the junior officers on the base. Mostly, I think about how many small decisions and large decisions he had to make every day, and how much crap came across his desk. As a leader now, albeit in a very different field, I think about Prendergast more and more, and when crap comes across my desk, I think about him stoically processing the big dramas and the little dramas from his Spartan army office. When I have doubts, I think about Prendergast carrying out his duties, and my doubts dissipate. You can find that blog entry on my website, techleader.pro. I found myself thinking about Prendergast during a very difficult week, full of conflict, production outages, and tight deadlines. I think we all need such a mental image to center our thoughts during stressful times and bring about some mental calm. I encourage you to do the same, to find something that you can center on during those moments. Secondly, please buy yourself a copy of Meditations by Marcus Aurelius and Letters from a Stoic by Seneca, and read a little each day, especially when you feel stressed. Leadership is hard. Take care of yourselves, you guys. Next week will be better. Talk to you then. Hope you have a good week. Take care. Bye-bye.